this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Clouds!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
Babe Ruth! It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. We can answer your questions. Hopefully, if you have an item you think might be a valuable collectible and you want to call us, 312-332-3776. If you have a question about a collectible, if you think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in a current auction. Or nobody claimed the prize last week, so our prize package this week is a box of 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory set that has all the rookies in it, which it's a really good rookie class. The rookie running back's really good this year. I opened a box of that Topps Heritage High Number Baseball, and I got a Matt Olson red ink autograph number to 68 on eBay. That ended up selling for $237.
Very nice.
He had that streak in September where he hit, I think, 15 homers in 21 games, and he's only 23. So those young power hitters usually do really well when you get their autograph.
I hit a photo variation Cody Bellinger out of that product a couple weeks ago and put it on eBay, and it's doing pretty well. So they got a lot of interesting products there.
Yeah, it is. It's a good product. You have to look at everything because you never know if you have a variation or something. So,
well, you know, Tom, I was looking in our newspaper this morning when I was drinking coffee, and they had this stat of the amount of home runs hit by the major league teams and everything for the last 20 or 30 years. In 1990, they only had like 3,100 home runs, and there's almost 6,000 this year.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable when you think about it, the change since then. That's incredible. Yeah. Wasn't this year the most home run? It was the most home runs in a season. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know who hit the home run to put him over the top?
I'll say Aaron Judge, just because it would be appropriate.
No, it was a big name guy having a horrible year, and I don't think he was like, yeah, I don't want to save that ball or whatever, because he was having a horrible year. Outfielder, the White Sox made him an offer a couple years ago, and luckily he stayed with his original team. Eric, you know who we're talking about?
I don't. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals.
Two bad years in a row.
What happened to him?
Terrible year.
He's a really good outfielder, but he's had two just brutal offensive seasons.
Maybe a little too much country breakfast a couple years ago.
Yeah, maybe he used to go with Billy Butler for country breakfast and got a little out of shape. That's a possibility. Well, we're going to talk about some of the items that are in the Huggins and Scott Fall Auction. There's a lot of big-time stuff up there already. Last week, Bill mentioned a little bit about some of these signed guitars and some of the other items from the Larry McGid. Is that it, Bill Huggins? Larry McGid collection?
I think it's just pronounced Magid. Magid. M-A-G-I-D, if I'm not.
Yeah. Okay, Larry Magid collection. Some of the stuff that he has is just incredible. I tweeted a picture of this one and did a link to the Huggins and Scott page. It's a Jerry Garcia signed Fender Stratocaster electric guitar from his collection. $7,500 minimum bid on that one. And then he's got guitars signed by the Eagles, $1,000 minimum bid. Fleetwood Mac, $500 minimum bid. B.B. King, $500 minimum bid. Pearl Jam, $500 minimum bid. Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders, $300 minimum bid. And then this was really cool. He's got a couple of these, I think, in the auction. 1970, The Doors, absolutely live gold record display, which was presented to Larry. That's a $250 minimum bid. Oh. There's like a little like a plaque, and it's a framed with the gold album, which is
Very nice.
Then there's a 1971 Grateful Dead concert poster from his collection, $1,500 minimum bid. So with his background, Bill, you knew all that stuff was good.
Oh, yeah, and when we took all the autographs to JSA to get them authenticated, I mean, I think everything passed the flying colors.
Yeah, that's there's some really cool stuff in that. So we talk pretty often about how it's not just sports items in the Huggins and Scott auction, and this group of items is a really good example of how there's some really good non-sports stuff that can run. But this is one of the best non-sport groups that I've seen you guys have, Bill.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and there's, from what I understand from Ronnie, who's our consignor rep to get all this stuff, there's a lot more to come.
Oh, wow. Really? That's good. Okay. Also, there's some different signed items in here. This is, Vince and I were talking about something connected with this before the show. There's a Thomas Edison signed photo display, $500 minimum bid. He was, he invented the electric light bulb, motion picture camera, phonograph. But Vince and Eric and Bill, let's do a quiz on this one. How many patents do you think Thomas Edison had in his career? How many different patents?
Well, I know he had a lot, a lot. So I'm going to say 900.
Okay, Eric, you
I'm more of a Nikola Tesla kind of guy, but no. I'll say he's got 950 patents.
Oh, he just ups your...
So you take my bid and you just adjust yourself up from
okay,
there.
Okay, Bill Huggins, you want to go higher or lower?
Well, I either go 899 or 951.
Which way are you going?
Gosh,
it sounds like
it's
either
only an
way,
hour show, Bill. It's an hour show.
Unless
Bill.
It's like 920, right. Vince is in trouble here with this one.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say it's under 900.
And you would be.
Surprise!
Incorrect.
Surprise.
Eric's the winner.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Eric, there's no prize for this week's contest. Yeah, it was 1,093 patents. Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Man, that he was a busy man.
Absolutely. Something tells me if I guessed 300, though, then Eric would guess like 350, and then, you know.
I don't
know. I think I set the bar.
I don't know. So. Eric can respond to that one. I don't know.
I'm not giving my tactics away.
And Bill would have done 299.
Yeah, but that was a good guess by Vince right
out. It was very good.
Thank
yeah,
you very
I think
much.
That, and to not win with that good
That's
of a guess right off the bat, it's a good foreboding for the Witch Ended Higher later
there you go,
in the show.
Which I'm on a winning streak here. One in a row.
Yeah, right. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We've got a prize package, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number baseball box, and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory set as the prize. You can call us with a question about an item, or you can tweet a picture of an item. And if we use it on the show, you get in our drawing. iZombie sent a picture of an item. You would think it would be maybe non-sport, but with iZombie sending it. But it's a Mike Singletary, like a signed display from WGN, a sprint thing with like a coin. Is that a coin in it, I think? I'm guessing $30 to $50 on the item. It's an okay item, I guess. Not a great-looking display, but it's all right. So sorry, iZombie, you might think it's better, but I'm not giving it more than 30 to 50. And then, let's see here. D. Pelagi running Saturday morning errands are easier with T. Crown Tom and a group on the radio. There we go. We like to hear that.
Thank you for listening.
Hopefully it makes the errands a little quicker. Okay. Some other items now in the Huggins and Scott fall auction that are already up at HugginsandScott.com. You can search their different categories if you like to collect different items, all kinds of stuff on there. Let's see here. We've got a 1940 play ball card signed by Honus Wagner. It's slabbed by Beckett, and they have a BGS 10 autograph grade on it. So that's nice. A 1940 play ball card, $400 minimum bid on that one. Here's an interesting 1972 Pittsburgh Pirates baseball with 25 signatures, including Roberto Clemente. Wow. That was his final season. Yep. He died in the plane crash. I think it was New Year's Eve of 1972. His last year at the age of, I think he was 38 by the end of the year. He only played, I think he played around 100 games, but he still hit .312 with 10 homers and 60 RBIs in 102 games. And he had a .138 OPS plus, which 100 is average on that. Yep. So he was still good even at the end of his career. And his last game, he got his 3,000th hit. Yep. I had a listener to the show actually dropped off a nice group of cut signatures that we sent in to Huggins and Scott. And he had a Roberto Clemente cut signature that had a really nice, clean autograph. Yeah. If you're like the type of I would think a card company would really want this, actually, for weaving it into one of their cards. But if you like clean cut signatures in a display with a photo and a framed display, this thing was really nice. That's got a $200 minimum bid on that one. All the Roberto Clemente autographs do well. Hey, typically, doesn't it seem like, Bill, there aren't too many items of his that finish under $1,000 if they're in a nice, clean autograph of Roberto Clemente?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is one of the most revered type icons that ever played the game, and his stuff has just, you know, total appeal anytime we get anything signed by him.
Yeah, he had such a cool signature. Yep. What a player, too. What an exciting player to
watch.
He did
a lot off the field in terms of charity. In fact, there was some talk about him possibly being gaining sainthood.
Really?
So in the news, I mean, he did a lot off the field.
When you think about it, that's why one of the things that makes him so collectible, I mean, he was a great player, one of the most exciting players that I've ever seen, and then dying in where he's serving his country, trying to do a rescue mission, get goods down. I think they had an earthquake.
I think it was an earthquake.
Like a really bad earthquake. Yep. It would be like now somebody flying some stuff, an overstuffed plane down to Puerto Rico, and the plane crashed if it was some star player. I mean, that's what he was doing. Yep. He was trying to help out the country that was in really bad shape. So really, he died as a hero and had a great baseball career. And from an autograph standpoint, when you look at it, he died at a young age, I think 38.
Yep.
So there's not a ton of signatures out there, although he did sign for people. Yep. Like the guy that came in that got that cut signature, he got all his cuts at Wrigley Field, I think, like outside of the park. He had a Roger Maris cut that was a nice one, that it looked like Maris was walking while he signed it. You know, you could tell Roger Maris signed it, but it wasn't as neat clean, as his signatures usually are. So it's kind of funny how you notice things when you see a lot of different autographs and you've been looking at them for a long time. You notice some of the differences like that, where it's like, oh, that looks real, but it looks like he was in a hurry when he did it, like just to notice that.
Or had a few too many beers one night or something, you know.
That's possible, too. Yeah, that's all. But I think this one was after the game in a hurry going to the bus. But, that's always a possibility with some of these guys, because they'll see him when they're out sometimes at a bar or whatever. Okay, another thing. We were talking about Thomas Edison and all the different patents that he had. There's a TV show that's on now, Vince and I were talking about that. Bill Huggins, I don't know if you watch much television, but this is a half-hour comedy that's on called Me, Myself, and I. And it's three stages in the life of a successful inventor. And to me, it kind of had the feel of like a Wonder Years.
Right.
I always liked that show, The Wonder Years. Did you used to watch it?
Yeah,
it seemed like that would have been up your alley.
Yes.
So I think you would like this. John Larroquette plays this guy in the future as a 65-year-old.
And Bobby, Bobby Moynihan, who was a Saturday Night Live cast member who left the show to, you know, have this show.
Yes, he has. He plays in present day the 40-year-old version of this inventor, and then there's a 14-year-old kid who I don't know he is, but he seems pretty good. The first episode was really fun to watch, so if anybody likes that type of stuff, you know, it's got not time travel in it, but the different times of where it's going to.
Sounds interesting.
I like the idea, and the actors were good, so I think it's going to be a good show. Phil from South Bend, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Phil?
1967 World Series program.
Oh, that's cool. That was the Cardinals Red Sox, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Is it signed by anybody?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How much would it be worth unsigned, and how much would it be worth if I got it signed by Bob Gibson and Carl Yastrzemski?
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. That'd be. What do you think is the difference in value? Let's say it's a near mint program, Bill Huggins, and if you got them both signed on the cover, Yaz and Gibson.
You're probably looking unsigned, maybe. Oh, 75 to 100, signed by those two guys, which would probably be the best two to get. You may be looking at $250, so it's probably two to three times that if you get them, both of them to sign it.
Hawk Harrelson told the story. I think this is true. You hear a lot of Hawk stories when you're watching White Sox games, but that the Red Sox were going to like a bar restaurant right before the World Series started, or it might have been after the first game, whatever, and as they're walking in, I think he said that Bob Gibson was walking out, and they all were like, "Hey, hi, Bob, how you doing?" He just like glared at them all, like, you know, the intimidation factor. So he used that to his definitely to help his whole game.
One other item I've got is a 46 World Series program.
Oh, that's cool. Now, 46 wasn't the Cubs. Who was in 46?
Sox and Cardinals again.
Oh, it was, huh? So, Bill Huggins, you think that would be a two-program lot, the two of them, or is that not maybe worth enough for a lot?
Oh, it would certainly, yes. Those are both very collectible. 46, you're probably looking at $150 to $250 or so, depending on condition.
So the two of them might be worth putting in as a lot in Huggins and Scott if you ever feel like you want to sell them. Are they in nice shape? They look clean and everything?
Well, the 46 is a little worn, but the 67's in great shape.
Oh, that's cool. Very nice. Well, it's already time for the first break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call with a question about the value of an item. And we're giving away a prize package to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item that we use on the show, you get in the drawing. It's a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have a question about a collectible. You think it might be valuable, if you think it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for, if it made an auction, or even if it's worth putting in. And we have a nice prize package to give away, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box, along with a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show. Pick one winner. All the winner has to do by Thursday is email vince@ercdelivery.com, and they will set up a free delivery right to your door. So it's a very simple thing. Well, I know a lot of people can't listen to the end of the show. They have to get to work or wherever they're going. But if you can, it's a nice prize package. And we've got waiting on the line here, Sean from Chicago. Thanks for waiting, Sean. What do you have?
I have a Johnny Lattner signed visor that I got at a Maryville chuck wagon. Real quick story. Followed John Smith from Notre Dame, and what happened was Johnny came up to the bar, and he was wearing his visor. My brother looked over and said, "Hey, Johnny," or "Mr. Lattner, why are you wearing USC colors? Well, he threw the hat down, walked away. I brought it back next year. Asked him if he wanted it back. He said no. I said, well, you signed it for me, so he signed it for me.
Well, that story is way more valuable than that signed visor is. That's a great story to keep and tell your friends, actually. I like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Bill Huggins, you think it's anything more than maybe 50 bucks?
I think you're probably 50 to 100 bucks, but the story is way better than that.
Yeah, I know. I figured it because it was great. My brother didn't miss a beat. And well, the thing was, at the time, Kevin White was the AD at Notre Dame, and he was from Arizona State, and I think it's actually Arizona State colors, but my brother threw out the USC colors. So.
Just giving poor Johnny Lattner a hard time there.
Great story.
That is a good story. That wouldn't make it, it looks like, though, into a Huggins and Scott auction. There's so much stuff in here already. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, here's a 1935 National Chickle Bull Tosi, card number 27, graded SGC 8.5. That's the highest graded version example of that card by SGC, a one of one, too. It's the only one that got that high of a grade. $2,500 minimum bid on that card. A lot of times when it doesn't have to be the biggest name in the world, Bill, if it's a high grade like that and the highest graded by an SGC or PSA, the money can go pretty big on that card like that.
Oh, yeah. This was the talk of the Philly show when we got this thing graded last weekend. I mean, that's the by far the toughest card to find in nice shape in that set. And I think it must have been the corner card on a sheet. And this thing is just smoking. And it got an 8.5. I don't know that it could not be a 9, really.
Wow, really? That's incredible, man. That'll be interesting to watch the bidding on that. The bidding on their fall auction, the Huggins and Scott fall auction, begins October 30th and goes through November 9th. So we'll talk about some of the items as they're bidding on the show and then give some completed items of some of the cooler stuff. And then, of course, we'll have it all set up for which ended higher for Vince later on. But not yet, Vince. Not this week. Tony from Chicago's on the line. We got to get Tony on here. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I have a signed and worn Penny Hardaway jersey from the first NBA Finals.
Huh, now, how did you get that you know that it's a game worn?
Well, I got it actually from, I worked at a sports store that sold memorabilia from Upper Deck at the time.
Oh.
And the store was closing, so I happened to be one of the last employees, and that was kind of one of the offerings that they gave. So, for me sticking around and what we had left going on.
So is the upper deck, you have upper deck paperwork that says that it's game used and signed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, what do you think, Bill Huggins, on that? You think that's something that might break a grand in an auction?
Oh, I definitely think so. Penny was a legend in his little time there that he had. And, with all the paperwork that you've got on that, that'd be a great item for our auction.
That would be. I think that would do really well because it is so so good with the authentication on that. That's nice, Tony. You thinking you might sell it?
I've thought about it once or twice, you know.
If you ever decide
really
you want to.
I just kind of have it hanging in my little sports room.
Yeah, I bet that's cool. If you ever decide you want to, that'd be a good auction item for Huggins and Scott.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
All right,
how would I enter that into the auction again, guys?
All you have to do, if you contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville, and we'll set up a time for you to bring it in, and then I can fill out the paperwork for you and ship it to Huggins and Scott, and they'll get it in. Usually, it's a couple of months before their next auction. They have four auctions a year. Is that what you're thinking next year, Bill, four auctions again?
Yeah, February, May, August, and November.
Okay, so like if, let's say November, the basketball season started, and you decide, yeah, I think I might sell that Penny Hardaway. You could bring it in, and we'd get it in for the February auction, or you could wait, you know, a couple of months before May and send it in for that one.
Good. All right.
Yeah,
that'll
very cool, out. Tony.
All right,
okay,
guys.
Thank you.
Lot.
All right. Next on the line, we have Danny from Norridge. What's new, Danny? What do you have?
Hi, how you doing? I've got a 1932 program from the World Series, Wrigley Field. and it's signed by Guy Bush. I was wondering if the signature hurt the program at all.
I don't think that hurts it. Bill Huggins, what do you think about that one?
Oh, it's that Guy Bush. I mean, while he's not a big-name player, that, you know, it. I believe he was part of the whole equation there. So, no, it doesn't hurt it. It probably doesn't help it a ton either, as it would if it was signed by Ruth or some of the other participants in that World Series. But, no, it doesn't hurt it at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boy, a Babe Ruth signed 32 program.
Wow.
That
would... Yeah.
Or how about a Babe Ruth, and what was it, Charlie Root was the pitcher who threw the called shot pitch to him? Wasn't that it? I think
that sounds right.
That would be a neat double sign thing. Sorry to make yours seem like not that big a deal, Danny, but yours is still cool, but not it's just not Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what that if that was any good, because the program itself is it's almost pristine. It was stored in a dictionary, so it looks. I mean, there's a little bit of damage to it, but not very much at all.
Would you want to run that by itself, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah, we've run those. And if it's scored, and gosh, if it's scored from the game that Ruth hit the called shot home run, that's even better.
Was it?
Well, it is scored, and it's got the old ticket stub in it also.
Oh, well, that ticket stub's a big that's a big bonus there, Danny.
Oh, really?
When
were you going to mention that to us, Danny?
Yeah, right, that's good.
If that could be from that game, that's a $1,000 to more plus thing, and even if it isn't, it's $500 to $1,000.
You know. There you go, Danny. You're making money while you're on the phone. It doesn't get any better than that. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
If you ever do want to run that, we could, just like I was saying, you could bring it in to Triple Crown in Naperville, and we could send it to Bill Huggins.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah, boy, that turns out really cool with that. And, you know, speaking of cool.
That was a great segue.
It's time for The Price is Right, or no, it's time for Which End It Higher. Which ended higher? Vince Clemente picks this each week. Three items that ended in a Huggins and Scott auction. We're going to pick three items from the August Huggins and Scott auction and see if Vince can predict which one ended higher, which high bid was highest of these three items. And these are three pretty high items that ended.
Yep.
First one, 1952 Topps Mantle rookie card number 311. Graded PSA 1. So that's on a scale of 1 to 10, the lower grade. It had, you know, a couple creases in it. Then that was from the Bill Weiland collection. So it had that right on the grading label, you know, with the PSA 1 Bill Weiland collection was right on there. Second item, 1909 to 11, T206 Sherry McGee, as it's pronounced, Bill? Sherry McGee?
Maggie.
And this is the M-A-G-I-E error graded PSA 2. So his name, I think, should have been spelled M-A-G-E-E. And this was the error M-A-G-I-E. PSA 2 on that one. And the third item, a 1995 to 97 Derek Jeter signed and game-used bat graded game-used 9.5 by PSA DNA.
Wow.
Yeah, that's three good items.
Wow, and you're scanning over 100 years of baseball with your questions here. You know?
Something a little different.
Time-traveling type of thing, you know, that you like. Well, I'm going to just have to go with the 52 Mantle, even though it's graded a 1. I just know that that's just such a sought-after card.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Mickey Mantle from the Bill Weiland collection.
Eric, are you with Vince, or you think it's something different?
I'm never with Vince. We know that.
Thank you, Eric.
We know that.
Thank you, Eric. Do we have a dump producer?
Yes, there is, actually. I'll go with the highest rated, and I'll go with the Jeter bat.
Okay, and let's see here. For Eric?
Surprise!
You're wrong.
That's right.
And for Vince?
Surprise!
Somehow, there's three items and you're able to miss them both. Isn't it? But this is tough. Yes. This is not easy at all. Okay, the lowest price of those three was the Jeter game used bat, but not that it's a low price. It went for $8,700.
Who chose that one? Who chose that one? That was Eric, right?
That was Eric picked that one.
Player
yeah.
to be named later.
That right. was lowest, Eric, just to remind you of
that's
that
That's fair.
One.
We both lost, though. Let's remember that.
Second one, Vince's pick, much closer to the winning price.
Thank you.
The Mantle Rookie PSA 1 from the Bill Weiland collection, $10,250.
Wow.
And the error card from 1909 to 11, T206, Sherry Maggie. I can never pronounce that right. next week, if we have that in here, I'll be, Bill, how do we pronounce that? I'll say it wrong again. $12,250 that wow. went for. So that was some nice items. You had a really good auction there in August, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah, that was one of our better ones.
That's good, yeah.
I think it just shows Mickey Mantle as a one getting over $10,000.
Yeah, isn't that
something? Card is just that valuable.
I wonder if that guy from Bloomington Normal area that brought in the 6 and the 7 quality Mantles ever got those graded. If you're out there listening in Bloomington Normal and you got a 7 and a 6, one of those two you need to sell. I would sell the lower graded one maybe and keep the big one, or maybe I just take my money out. 6s are nice.
Even if you have a 1 or a 2, you see the value.
Think about the value. But a 7, you're talking over $300,000.
That's amazing.
And we'll go to a commercial on that one. The number's 312-332-3776. You can call. We're on till 8 if you have a question on the value of a collectible. And we have a nice prize package to give away. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on till 8. You can call with a question about a value of a collectible. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or if it would even be valuable enough to try putting into a Huggins and Scott auction. So 312-332-3776 is our number. We have a nice prize package to give away, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box, along with a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. And if you email him by Thursday, Vince at ercdelivery.com, he'll set up a free delivery right to your door with his company, ERC Delivery. So call us at 312-332-3776, or you can send a picture of an item on Twitter. For instance, Steven sent a picture here of Adam Copeland, the Edge. It looks like this is a signed chair, maybe from a pay-per-view this was from that he got it, where it's got the Edge's picture on the folding chair, and it's signed by him. Bill, you think there's any money to that?
Yikes. We'd have to do a little bit of research on that one. I don't remember us having one of those before.
Yeah, I'm not an Edge guy. I'm not into the wrestling type stuff, so I've heard of him, but I don't know if he sells for much at all. Yeah, we'd have to look into that one, Steven, but it's a cool item. If you're into it, I could see this would be a nice one to have in your bar room or something. The Edge sign up on the wall.
Is it like wrestling match used? You know, like they take those chairs and hit the guy in the head or something?
Actually,
you know, maybe.
If it had dents in it, that right. would be good. But no, it looks like it was made especially for it. And then Derek sent me a picture here. He pulled this at T-Crown out of 2017 Topps Triple Threads, a Chipper Jones one-of-one booklet with this giant multicolored patch and a couple smaller patches and then signed on the left part of the booklet. I would think that's got to be a minimum $500-$600. If I was auctioning that, I think I'd start it at $500 and see what happened. Bill Huggins, I know you do some of the newer cards. Would a Chipper Jones one-of-one booklet with really cool-looking patch, would that be something you guys would be interested in?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. Like I said, all those one-of-one things, especially of guys like Chipper, future Hall of Famer, and, you know, he has tons of fans out there, I'm sure, who'd be all over that.
Yeah, I think he's a lock. I would think a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was a great player, clutch player. Troy from, where are you from, Troy? Watsika, is it?
Watsika?
Oh, Watsika. Okay. What's new in Watsika?
It's a nice day out today.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've got a poster, a framed poster from the 1906 World Champion reunion show for the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay.
It's a diamond, and it's autographed by position.
Oh.
The 66 champion. There's 15 signatures on here. I've actually sent it off, and it's got it the PSA, JSA, whatever you call that thing, certified.
Okay.
So you got like Frank's, Brooks Robinson, Frank Robinson, Louis Aparicio, Jim Palmer signatures.
Yeah, that's cool. That was Frank Robinson's Triple Crown year, actually. Okay,
nice.
Now that's right up Bill Huggins' alley. That's in his neck of the woods. What do you think of that, Bill Huggins?
Is this the one that has? There are just a bunch of little heads around the thing where their pictures
yeah,
are.
We've had
that item before. And I want to say if it's in nice shape, if everybody signed it nicely and it's in good shape, it sells for around $500, $800, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Do you have it in a frame?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, is that something that you would want to try in an auction, Bill? Or is that too big with the frame and everything where it'd be tough?
Well,
might be tough, yeah.
Yeah, it might be tough with shipping this thing around the country in that big frame and everything.
That'd be a nice display piece in a store, you know, to have on the wall. But probably more if you're ever taking a trip to Baltimore, you might have a store there that would want to buy that, Troy.
Well, I mean, what even if you took it out of the frame, rolled it up, and sent it, would that work too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be a much better way to do it and certainly much cheaper to send it and you would get more money. People will bid for the item rather than the framing.
Just make sure you keep the, whether it's PSA, DNA, or JSA paperwork with it so you don't have to get that done again.
Correct. Now, is that something Bill would be interested in?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that'd be...
If he wants to take that to... If he could bring that into your store in Naperville or go to our website and get our address and call us and we can get it to Maryland, we can certainly get that in our auction.
I'll bring it to Tom's store.
Okay. Would he still have time to get it into the October auction, or is it too late for that?
Oh, no. We're still doing last-minute editions at Web Gems for about the next 2 to 3 weeks, so we're still good.
Okay. Very good. All right. Next on the line, we have Frank from Arlington Heights. What's new, Frank? What do you have?
All right. I have a Roberto Clemente puzzle card.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
is that from like 87 Donruss that it was in the factory set, maybe?
Yeah,
that's not going to be worth too much. You know, that's maybe a dollar box type item, not worth a ton. It looks cool, but yeah, not a lot of value to that. That's one of the few things of Clemente that isn't, you know, worth pretty good. Yeah. If you get those the memorabilia cards of Clemente, like if you get like a bat barrel type card or a bat knob card, those one of ones or his cut signature cards, they're worth a lot of money. And like we were saying earlier in the show, there's some nice Clemente signed items in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and search their website by category if there's something that you've been looking for. Like let's say you collect MLB Hall of Famers, and you can't find, you're looking for a Mel Ott signature. There's going to be some really good Mel Ott signed items in that one. We had a guy came through Triple Crown whose father was on the board of directors of the Giants, and they were friends with the Ott family, and they sent in some beautiful stuff. I think Bill Huggins, that one was a 1929 Giants team signed ball, and there's a 38 team signed photo. Lots of neat stuff.
Yeah, no, and actually that 29 ball, he actually signed it in his early years. He used to sign Melvin Ott.
Wow. I didn't realize that was the case. I noticed that he had the one that was Melvin, and I was wondering what the deal was with that. Wow, that could do really well then. That'll be interesting to see what it
comes. Yeah, that's an early signature.
Yeah, the bidding begins on the fall auction October 30th and goes through November 9th, but you can scout through it every day. And Bill, you guys are adding new stuff every day, it seems like, to that auction site.
Oh yeah, our writers are cranking them out left and right here, and we're putting up probably 20 or 30 more items every day.
All those guitars and things just recently came up there. What a collection that is. That's going to be Now, how did you get in touch with him? Did he just call up your auction house and said he had all this stuff?
I think Ronnie, who has been working with this guy, Ronnie's a big concert goer or whatever you call him, and he attended a lot of concerts at this venue that this guy Larry used to own.
I see.
And I think he had known the guy and had maybe been just testing him out year for years. He said, you know, I know you got a ton of stuff. Are you ever ready to sell it? And I think he just reached out to Ronnie and said, now's the time.
Oh, boy, that's going to be fun to watch how that some of that stuff does. Pete from Montgomery's on the line. What do you have there, Pete?
I have a hat that says, just give me the damn ball, signed by Walter Payton.
Did he write that? Just give me the damn ball?
No, it's actually embroidered on the ball.
Okay. I would say that's probably in the $100 to $150 range. And you have another item?
Yeah, I actually have a 12-inch Joker statue signed by Heath Ledger.
That could be some good money. There's some Heath Ledger autographs on eBay that are in the $500 to $1,000 range. A Joker statue. Now, give us a little detail behind that one.
Basically, a friend of mine was working on the set of Batman. And got me on set and got me in front of him, and he signed it.
Okay, what type of statue? Like, what size is it, and is it numbered, or?
That's about 12 inches. It's not numbered, no.
Okay. Is it plastic, or is it more of like a brass type thing?
It's plastic.
Okay. Bill Huggins, do you think that's worth a shot in a Huggins and Scott auction? Does it have a shot to break 500, you think?
I think it does. Yeah, it's neat. You know, gosh, I love running things for the first time, and we've certainly never run one of those.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you have a picture you could send us maybe on that one, Pete, where you could tweet it to my attention?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's neat. I'd like to see that, what it looks like. But
if he brought it into your store, we could get that package safely and get it in.
Yeah, looking at his stuff, just some of these PSA DNA index card sign. He had kind of a crazy signature, like a wild signature, but some have sold for right around $1,000.
He passed away before the movie was officially released, right?
Yeah.
So when it was released, it was a...
Yeah. I think they had to do some scenes where, you know, he hadn't finished everything, so I don't know how they finished that all up. But, yeah, it was before the movie was completed. Yeah, that was something. Heath Ledger, pretty valuable. Now, some other items here at HugginsAndScott.com, and that's already up on their website for the fall auction. There's a 1952 Bowman large football, complete PSA graded 144 card set, number 11 on the registry. Wow. That's always good when you get that high on a registry. It must be hard to get high grades in that set, because 5.695 is the average grade, and that's number 11. So this has to be some really tough to get the higher one. Some good stuff that's in there: a Frank Gifford rookie, that's a PSA 5. Ollie Mattson rookie, PSA 6. Listen to this backstory on this one. Art Donovan, his rookie, PSA 7. He was grandson of Professor Mike Donovan, who was a middleweight boxing champ in the 1800s, and then later Donovan taught Teddy Roosevelt and his sons how to box. But
really?
but listen to this one. Oh. According to Wikipedia, he fought a guy named John Shancy on July 4th, either 1868 or 1869. They weren't 100% sure. In a bout refereed by Wyatt Earp.
Really?
Isn't that something?
Wow.
So then I looked up Wyatt Earp. I wonder how long he did that or what. Listen to Earp. At different times in his life, was a constable, a city policeman, a county sheriff, a deputy U.S. marshal, a teamster, a buffalo hunter, a bouncer, a saloon keeper, a gambler, a brothel keeper, a minor, and then a boxing referee. Wow. What a resume that is. Can you see that resume? Like, let's say it was lost in the mail. It shows up now somewhere. Irv, Wyatt Earp. What do you think? We have a position for him? I bet you could find a spot for him at ERC, couldn't you,
Maybe
Vince?
Maybe a bodyguard for the owner or something, you know?
Right.
Seems like he can handle himself.
Yeah, you could bring him along to Tea Crown on Saturdays once in a while. What a career that was. Like, what didn't he do? And then I looked up through the Huggins and Scott files. This is something you can do at Huggins and Scott website. You can search their auction history. There wasn't a lot of Wyatt Earp stuff up there, but they had a 1957 Heartland statue with the original box and tag sold for $375 way back in May of 2010 at Huggins and Scott. I bet that would do higher now. I don't know. That's just my bet on that one. We got time for another couple. Here's something. The Green Lantern would like this one. He's got a bid on this one. There's a Green Lantern comic book issue number one with a $100 minimum bid. Lantern, if you're listening out there,
let's go while we're young.
Lantern with his Rodney imitation. He's got a bid on that. He's got to get issue number one.
We should try to do that and have people call in and the best, you know, thing would
imitation
something. Yeah.
Impersonation or something. We did that a couple years ago in a January show. That was
absolutely
good. People had some really good ones.
Yep.
Well, this week's show is over, and it's time for Vince Clementi to do the drawing.
So this week's winner is going to be Frank from Arlington Heights. So, Frank, email me your address to vince@ercdelivery.com, and we'll set up delivery right to your door free of charge.
Very good. Today's the last day of September. Isn't that something? This month flew by. Okay, so also don't forget to check out HugginsAndScott.com. Their fall auction bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. Lots of great items up there already. If you have something that's already authenticated, like one item that's a good item, you can sneak that, get that to them, and get it into the fall auction still. But anything that needs grading or authentication, it's too late for this one. You'd have to wait for their February auction. And then I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. I'll be there 10 to 3:30 today. If you want to bring anything in, have a great day.